Kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your spirit and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Today we celebrate both a sad day and a joyous day. Sad day in, this is the scripture talking about the killing of the holy innocents. Herod, an evil king, wants to destroy anyone who threatens him. Remember, the wise men first came to Herod and said, "Hey, we understand there was a king that was born, and we come to honor him." And Herod goes, "Oh yeah? Who is this guy? Where is he? Oh no. You go and find him and you come back and report to me about where he is so I can honor him." Yeah, that's a bah humbug. So the wise men warned in a dream to go home a different way and not go back to Herod. They take off. Herod's furious. And he says, "Okay, now let's see. He was born about this time, so he'll be under 2 years old." So he sends his army out and kill all the babies 2 years and younger in the Nazareth area, in Bethlehem's area. Wipe them out. Jews, Gentiles, he doesn't care. Wipe all those babies out. Can you understand all the wailing and gnashing that took place in Bethlehem because of that? The good news, God is, was in that and took Jesus and helped him escape over to Egypt. What about the mothers who lost all their babies? Scripture says God will be with them in their grief. I have the honor and privilege of being a chaplain over at Arnold Palmer Children's Hospital. And it's shift work, so I'm there anywhere, sometimes 8 hours, sometimes 10 hours, sometimes 12 hours shift. And almost every shift, there's a baby who dies. And it's my job to go and be with that mother and father and baby and do blessings over the child. So this scripture hits me, hurts me. But yet, God is in the midst of that. God is there rejoicing. Because we know where that baby ultimately goes, up with the Lord. Remember many years ago when I was up in Wisconsin, a good friend of mine who was a priest, his daughter, who was 17 years old, had asthma and had an asthma attack and died. We went to the funeral service and everything, and he sat up in the front row, and he had this, what I call a pregnant glow. You know the glow that a woman has when she's having her first child? And she's just beaming. That's what her mother had on her face. And I went up to her to offer my condolences, and she said, "Don't be sad, because we know where our daughter is. We know she's up in heaven, rejoicing with all the saints, standing in front of the throne of grace and praising God. And we know that we're going to get to join her. Not anytime soon, hopefully, but in the future." That's God's promise for us. Wow. To have that kind of faith, that kind of blessing. Wow. See, there's evil in the world. We're looking at all the things that have happened. We look at the Holocaust. And Annika and I were talking earlier about her imprisonment in a Japanese prison camp during World War II. Not good. Many people were killed. Wars, many people were killed. In the Sudan, many people were wiped out. Genocide is taking place and trying to do evil in the world. But yet, good always triumphs over evil. God always wins. See, you know, we look at it with God here and Satan here. We look at them battling like this. That's not the way it is. It's like this. God's up here. God's God. Satan is a fallen angel. And they're fighting this way. God always comes down and smashes and destroys evil and wins. Love always wins. See, God has made it real simple. Love God, love your neighbor. The key word is love. Love one another as Jesus has loved us. And how did he love us? He went to the cross and died for us that we might be redeemed. All he asks of us is that we accept him as Lord and Savior. And that we love one another. Can we do that? I think we can. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes our neighbor bumps us. Sometimes it's our children. But you know what? Love one another. Why? Because then you get blessed in the process. That's pretty exciting to me. Amen.